Truth Shots from TruthRevolution.tv and Revolution Church. Here's your host, Dave, and Pastor Jeff.
Do science and religion conflict? Has the church been down on science?
One author, Bruce Jakowski, wrote, Copernicus's views were not embraced by the church. The history of its persecution is well known.
But here's a reality check. Archbishop Nicholas Schoenberg writes to Copernicus in 1536 and said,
I began to have a very high regard for you, for I had learned that you had not merely mastered the discoveries of the ancient astronomers uncommonly well, but also formulated a new cosmology. In it, you maintain that the earth moves, that the sun occupies the lowest and the central place in the universe. Therefore, with the utmost earnestness, I entreat you, most learned sir, unless I inconvenience you, to communicate this discovery of yours to the scholars, and at the earliest possible moment.
The church's actual stance on Copernicus' discovery? Publish that stuff.
Copernicus even dedicated his book to the Pope.
Now, Galileo, he was persecuted.
But note that many scientists were not only approved by the church, but encouraged.
TruthRevolution.tv.